Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. It's radio that's good for you.
This from Health Day and Medline Plus. Teens do listen to parents' advice about sex. This new study just recently published, like yesterday, that kids whose parents talk to them about sex are more likely to wait and use birth control and condoms when they do, a new study finds. I am so glad to hear this because with my 15-year-old son, we talk about this a lot. And we're learning from our AAP docs all the time that communication with your teens is key to keeping them safe. Really, that's what it's about. I mean, they may try and smoke pot when they're in college. They may drink under 21, hopefully not until they're in college and safely. But if you talk to them, if you know what they're doing, if you know who their friends are, if you know what social media they're on, it's going to be better all around. And if you can talk to your kids about drugs, about alcohol, and now we know about sex, they are more likely to listen to you. So we've always thought kids roll their eyes. They don't listen to us. They don't pay any attention to this. But it certainly is not proving to be the case. And these media messages they're receiving are just so confusing. And maybe they really do look to us. And maybe they really do look to us to be their guide and to be the one voice that they know that they can trust. And you do need to let your kids know that they can't trust everything that they're seeing. They cannot trust everything that they see on the internet and that they're seeing on Snapchat and Instagram and YouTube, because they will go to those places for information. However, if they find that they cannot trust them, and this new study said, even though your parents' voice is only one in this mix of influences, it has a more significant, though small, role in helping these kids avoid sexually transmitted infections, unintended pregnancies, and the effect, check this out, is slightly stronger when moms were the ones doing the talking. Now, I am so happy to hear that. I'm sending this to my son because it is me he comes to. It's me he comes to for information when he wants to know about sex. It's me he comes to when he wants to talk about drugs. It's me. And so when it comes from the moms, ladies, it's us. Of course it's us. We're the caregivers and the smart ones in the family. We all know it. It's true. We can say it. Anyway, this is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. Love having you with me every day, 11 a.m. Central. Stay well.